بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد الحمد لله we have just heard some أشعار and poetry in the love of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the reality is we cannot do reality to the ذات the status the being of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام most beloved of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And together with the beloved of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to his sadqa, to fail, and his love and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen, the beautiful garden, the beautiful masabid, the beautiful month of Ramadan, the Haramin Sharifain, our third haram, and all these beautiful enjoyments and pleasures that we experience in the month of Ramadan, out of the month of Ramadan. A person doesn't have iman, what does he know of the joy of iftar, the joy of sari, the joy of Qur'an tilawat, the enjoyment of Eid, the enjoyment of breaking one's fast. It is all to the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore this ashar, this poetry that we hear, is just some bid'at or something, some innovation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had poets that were appointed in his time, that would sing ashar and poetry in defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they would sing and they would recite poetry. Once our honorable Dada Shaykh Zahkim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam once called Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. He said, Hassan, I sent the member of Masjid al-Nabwi. And he told him, Ruh Hassan, they sing some ashar and poetry. And he began one after the other, one after the other. Until Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Zid ya Hassan, Zid, even more, even more, even more. I was enjoying the poetry, the love of Allah, the praise of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, until he recited 100 poems. 100 abiyat he recited. From here we find our mashayikh also, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, great ashiq and lover of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, is mentioned about him every day from Asr to Maghrib. He would sit at the feet side of the Mubarak feet of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in Medina Munawwara. And his home was just outside Babu Jibreel, very close to the road of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. The compiler of the 40 durood Salat and Salam, he's the author of Fazail al-Hajj, the virtues of Hajj, the virtues of Ramadan, the virtues of A'mal. And the love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what nisbat, what connection, what deep love for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, daily he would sit. From Asad to Maghrib almost 2.5, 3 hours. And they would cover him with a shawl and give him an unstitched lungi, very large garment. Our Honorable Shaykh, Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib, wa barakatuh, says, if ever I saw anyone shudder and shake in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw my two sheikhs. My sheikh al-awwal, the Sheikh Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, and the Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Bakhtar sahab rahmatullah alayhi. When you will speak about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, about the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their bodies begin to shudder and shake in the love of Allah. The sheikh will sit there for almost 3 hours covered and just crying love, crying love, crying love. Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he had his attack, when he had his stroke, at that time those people around him saying that he was smiling and laughing. He said, "You're laughing at this moment." He said, "How many years are waiting to meet my beloved? How many years are waiting to meet him now? When the time will come to meet my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the one that was so kind to me, that has given me everything. And through the tufail and sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala give us the hearts that because of the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can overcome all the obstacles and hurdles of life." Tonight being the 27th night of Ramadan, and most of the ulama, most of them are of the opinion, the 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, in his tafsir also he mentions, in tafsir of Inna anzallahu fi Laylatul Qadr, wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. 3 times in the surah, Laylatul Qadr is mentioned. If you take it, the letters of Laylatul Qadr, it adds up to 9 letters. So 9 letters, Laylatul Qadr, times 3, that's mentioned in Quran Sharif, 27. Secrets of Quran Sharif. So he says that most probably, and they have certainty and proof, that 27th night, Allah knows best, Allah can give it to us. Allah is very kind, Akramul Akramin, that we have come in talab and desire. When the baby cries, the mother gives the milk. When the ummah will cry, Allah will send His rahmat and mercy. Without being deserving it also, the child may be messed up, but the mother will feed the child, will clean the child. We have come messed up with all our sins and our carnal desires and temptations to the door of the most merciful Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through the istidqa and dufail and barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautifully our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, he says, if you can't give up sin, if you can't give up sin, do only one thing, read Durood Sharif. Just start Durood Sharif. Start in abundance Durood Sharif, like a mad person. Anything, read Durood Sharif. Whether the shortest one, وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Once you recite Durood, already you're connected to the Roda. You're connected to the Mubarak Zat and being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your name has been taken in his court right now. Your name has been taken in his court, the son Yusuf bin Hussein. Your name has been taken in the court, your name and your father's name. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knows you personally. Hazrat says, if you're having a difficult time, you just can't give up this sin, whatever it may be, it's stuck in your heart, start Durood Sharif. Start Durood Sharif, to the barakat of Durood Sharif, you'll conquer all the sins, you'll become the beloved of Allah. That you take in the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so often, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fall in love with you. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the beloved of Allah, is the Habib. As we heard now, مَوْلَا يَصَلِّي وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ. Said, oh my beloved Allah, مَوْلَايَ. Allah is my Mawla, Allah is my Savior, my caretaker, Allah is my Master. Mawla ya salli wa sallim, send me a durood, salat and salam, ya rahmat, ya mercy, ya peace, ala habibika, upon your most beloved, khairil khalqi kulli, with the best of all the creation, ya Allah, send me a durood upon him. So it's a durood sharif, it's so simple, so easy. Hazrat says, you don't need 1 liter of water also, that your throat will get dry. There's so much durood now, when you get thirsty, you don't need water also. Just start your Durood Sharif. Anything happens, Durood Sharif. And turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How Allah Ta'ala will open the way. Young children, subhanAllah, they're reading so much of Durood Sharif. One young girl started Durood Sharif. And excessive Durood Sharif, till she saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a dream also. So how much Allah Ta'ala has given us is beautiful amal, especially now on Thursday night. To start at least tonight, ask Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq. Ya Allah, make my life Durood Sharif. Now go to Madinah Munawwara and now stand there. Now you recognize, now we know you, we know you've come from one great friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every year he used to go for Hajj, many years, year after year he used to go for Hajj. Awliya, Buzruq, Sahaba, Ikram, they used to make plenty of Hajj and Umrah. Allah Ta'ala bless us also, inshallah. And every year after Hajj he would come to Madinah Munawwara. He presents himself at the Roda Mubarak and he presents his salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was from Iraq. And he would say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that I have finished my Hajj and I bid you farewell and I'm returning home. And from the Qabr Mubarak the voice would come out. May you return safely, may you go home safely, return safely to Madinah Munawwara. He knew next time I'm coming for Hajj. Next time I'm coming for Hajj. Finally the year he made Hajj, he goes to the Ramadan, he presents his salam and the reply comes, may you return home safely. The other half did not come. He knew, this is my final year. Now I'll meet my Nabi alayhi salatu salam. That lovers who come into the heart, that when we take out our time daily, 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning, 10 times in the evening, we guaranteed the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today who doesn't want a contact somewhere? He's on my speed dial. I want a greatest contact on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read 100 durood in a day. 100 durood sharif in a day. Bara'atum min al-nar, bara'atum min al-nifaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 2 certificates. So simple. Bara'atum min al-nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. With all my sins, ya Allah, all my gunas, Allah will give tawfiq before your last breath to make tawbah and istighfar. Zakim Sahib rahimullah will say, entire life, the servant of Allah tried to reach Allah. With all his sins and all his filth and all his muck, ya Allah, I tried, I came straight, I walked straight, I came clean, fell again in the gutter of sin. And then too, he wakes up, cleanses himself, takes a spiritual bath, makes tawbah, and he walks again to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A few days again, he falls down. People say, we can't trust you. This is your life, this is who you are. You're not going to change. You're not going to change. And Quran says, وَذَكِّرْ continue reminding him. Don't tell him you'll never change. Don't ever tell anyone you'll never change. That you are right off. There's no right off in the court of Allah. Nobody is right off. Allah will make that which is off, Allah will make it right. But there's no right off. Allah will put him right. How it will happen, when it will happen. So continue trying. People say that what's the use of reminding him anymore? No use. We're just wasting our breath.
Don't even tell him anything. Don't even tell her anything. Honorable Sheikh says that, remember, that type of statement is in contradiction to Quran Sharif. Quran is saying, well, dhikr, and continue reminding. Continue reminding, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى فَوَرِلِي reminder, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, will benefit the believer. It will strike the heart sooner or later. It will strike him. When Jamaat will come, when Bayan will happen, person will sit, it struck the heart at that moment. Ya Allah. Who life changed? How many millions? Haji Naqooda Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned to us one time, he says that the Skida Fazali Amal, virtues of Amal which we have read every night in our Masajid Ta'lim is taking place. He says this Kitab has produced and created millions of awliya. Just reading the Kitab of the Shaykh, their lives have changed. They've made tawbah, they've turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the time will come, so continue reminding and continue durood sharif, istighfar. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahimahullah mentioned that a person will continue, nobody will give him a second look also. A person now is not going to change. He's got his habits already. He's not going to change, he's stuck in it. Sometimes he's clean, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's in the masjid, certain season will come. Like in one town, every year Shaban came, one person started coming masjid, became pious in Shaban. So they kept his name Shaban also. So when the person will change, as Hakim Sahib says, nobody will give a second look. His life came out like that. But he tried, he continued crying. Then Hazrat will say, he cried to become the friend of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur, Allah appreciates, Allah does not, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُذِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The reward of the good doers, Allah will never let it go to waste. Never. Allah will preserve it. Sahaba radiallahu anhum that faced Al-Quds Masjid Al-Aqsa, that was the Qibla initially. And they passed away before they could face the Baytullah. Then there was concern that they passed away without facing the Qibla. What will happen to them? Allah say, I will not waste the reward. They faced towards Al-Aqsa, Qibla changed, they will get the full reward for it. So the Durood Sharif also, when it will come to help a person, when it will save a person, as Hakim Sahib says, continue your Durood, continue your effort, continue your struggle with all your gunas and sins. But don't stop. Don't let shaitan say, you're not going to make it. You're wasting your time. This is all for heavyweights, for all the buzruks. And then sometimes you make a mockery of it. These are for the bush crooks. I can't. I sit at the back of the masjid. And I see from there, I'm not going to make all these things. You say, do in baby steps. Allah will appreciate. Allah is appreciative. When Allah will give tawfiq, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, the entire life I cried. Ya Allah, I want to reach you. I want to become yours. And I will change my life. He said, by the qasam of Allah, before your last breath, wherever you may be, but you had Durood Sharif, the tasbih was in your pocket. You kept it every day. This is my tasbih. I read my durood quietly. I don't show anybody. See, before your last breath, Allah will say to the malaika, then write his name in the register of my friends. Write his name now in the register of my friends. Hazrat says, probably our names will not come on the front page, but at least it will be somewhere in the last page. I made it finally. Because he struggled and he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah will change, when Allah will pull to the barakah of Durood Sharif. 100 times a day in the morning, 100 times in the afternoon, in the evening. Bara'atum minan nar, Allah will say, free from the fire of Jahannam. He looks like a gunegar and sinner, Allah will give him tawfiq. How he'll end up in Jannat, how that happened, can't believe it, Durood Sharif. Allah's promise, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Verily Allah and Malaika send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sending durood. Allah ta'ala makes tashkeel. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O people of iman, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read durood sharif, my dear brothers. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. So Allah says, Malaika and myself, we are engaged in durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, durood sharif is not an ibadat. Durood upon Nabi Ali Salatu Salam from the side of Allah means Allah sends His special mercies upon him. It's continuous in torrents to the extent ulama say that so much of rahmat of Allah descends upon the Qabr Sharif. The grave of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam spills over into every atom of Madina Munawwara. into the marketplaces, into the sand, into the air, into the particles. Every single thing of Madina Munawwara enjoys those particles of the drop of the rahmat of Allah. Who is there to open his heart and take it? So Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends upon the qabr of Nabi Ali, the beloved of Allah. Allah loves him. Allah sends his rahmat upon him. And the malaika also making dua of rahmat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a partnership, to join this partnership also. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. People of Iman, come and join us. Come and join also. Malaika are doing this, I'm also doing it, you also join. What does it mean? Our Honorable Shaykh would explain to us. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his company that's opened up of Durood Sharif. For one Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give 10 rewards. 10 sins are forgiven. 10 rahmats and mercy are descending upon you. For one Durood Sharif. What's the investment? One Durood. You come and join this company, come and join this firm right now. We're giving shares. For every 1 million that you contribute, invest, the return will be 10 million. 10 million and this company will never go down. Because you got two solid partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika. Where is this company going to go down? It will never go down. Allah ta'ala said, come and join this company and see what you will not enjoy in your worldly life. Just to the barakat of Durood Sharif. Just 100 times, bara'atum min al-nar, Allah says freedom from the fire of Jahannam. People might say, hey, he's going to make it to Jannah. But they don't know he got tasbih in his hand. And he's reading his Durood Sharif. And are you making comments about him? You should be spending your time in Durood Sharif. Don't worry about him. He's reading his Durood Sharif. But everything else, he's reading Durood Sharif. You don't realize that what habit he has. You speaking about his bad habit, your bad habit is worse. Your gossiping, your ghibat is worse than his bad habit. And he's reading Durood Sharif. He's become the beloved of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah has already given a certificate. You're free from the fire of Jahannam. Before your mouth, your name will be written in the register of the awliya and the friends. Bara'atu min al-nar wa bara'atu min al-nifaq. Allah will give you a certificate in his worldly life free from hypocrisy. You know more hypocrite. Today we don't even understand what is major sins anymore. What is hypocrisy? To be two-faced. What is a major sin we can't even understand? It becomes so common nowadays. Hazrat gives an example also. That now we are at home, it's Sunday, and we say to the family, hope no visitors come today. We're just tired. Please, nobody must come. Before you know it, somebody rings the bell. Oh, who came now? And when you go there, open the door. Oh, mashallah, waiting for you. You say, what happened now? Doesn't mean now tell them we didn't want you to come. Yes, you're going to invite them. And you're going to be happy they came also. But how many times has it happened? Hypocrisy. What we really feeling, what we show is different. We're going to show respect with akhlaq. But we don't even know really now whether my iman is pakka. I have true iman. Allah Pak is saying, bara'atu min al-nifaq. I will free you from a double life. Give you a straight face. Qiyamah's day also will be free from the fire of Jahannam because the munafiqeen will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. Innal munafiqeen fi dharkil asfali bin andhar. They be the lowest puts of the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says just 200 times Durood Sharif you will be saved from hypocrisy. Effectively, saved from Jahannam. We'll have a jannati life already. Just from Durood Sharif and you become the beloved of the people. You become the beloved of the people, beloved of the malaika. What rewards Allah Ta'ala will give you? Not only on Jum'ah, not only in the night of Jum'ah, every day. Hazrat says, do you know the wazifa? I don't have the himmat, I don't have the courage, I don't have the strength. I just don't have it. I'm not so pious. But the Durood Sharif I can read. Then I can pick up a tasbih. Or just on my fingers, under my breath. Anytime, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi ummi, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi ummi. Immediately the connection is made. Connection is made. Connection is made. Hazrat Gangohi rahimahullah would say, he said, the reality of my iman and your iman, the amount of sins and gunas that we were involved in and we are involved in right now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take our hisab right now, we are out of the fold of Islam. We are in the fold. One guna we have done major sins, whether bad nazi, zina of the eyes looking in haram, or talking to somebody on the phone which is haram, or listen to music also, which is haram, whether seeing some movies or series, photography, videoing, photography also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Ashad al-Adab, the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah, the worst punishment will be given to al-Musawwirun, to those who take photos. Major sin. If you have it on my phone, I don't need it. I'll delete. Children's pictures, this pictures, birthday, holidays, I don't need it. Close the app, so tonight I say, Allah, finished. I'm clearing it out. Bara'atu min al-nar, I want freedom from Jahannam today. I don't need this for me. Freedom from hypocrisy. On that one more small amal, Allah appreciates. Allah appreciates. What are you speaking about? The Gangui, Jazakallah. The Gangui Rahimullah mentioned the reality of our iman. If you look at our a'mal, we are far. Sometimes we think such a'mal also, such evil deeds. Person involved in zina, Hadith Sharif says his iman leaves the body, is suspended. Person is intoxicated with their drugs, sitting in a movie house, looking at movies, doesn't feel the heat of the haram action right now. We mentioned many a time, the youngster wrote to us also, say, I love to go to the movies, but I'm scared also in case Malakul Maut is to come. So just to make it a bit kosher, because it's Sharia compliant, I wear my topi and I go. I wear my topi and I go, so they know that anything is to happen, this guy is a slumo, is a Muslim. So we call the right people for him. And that way he says, I book a seat near the exit. Because I've heard that when Malakul Maut comes, you sense it a little bit. So if I get that feeling, then I'll run out quickly. And I'll make tawbah. But it won't happen like that. Allah is Kareem. Allah be kind to us. At that moment of our life when we're living, we're in a good place. In a good position by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the Gangui Rahmatullah Ali says, what is the reality of our iman? The amount of sin, guna, we have to take our hisab for the last 20 years. Last 5 years maybe. Last 10 years. Ya Allah, the amount of sins is enough to make the ocean even black also. To pollute the waters of the ocean. Like I was just mentioned also one time that there was a meeting in a certain Muslim school. So the apa came in, she had a parda on, and the young alim came in there also. And the way he was staring at the apa told the principal, look how he's staring at me. He will take the 7 waters of the 7 oceans, you can't clean and make his eyes bark also. His eyes are so dirty. Look at how he's looking at me. But no sharam and haya, no shame he's got. And how we stay, all the gunas, Hazrat says the reality is, the only reason we're still in the fold of Islam, we're still in Iman, is due to the one tear, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shed for me, one of those nights at the Roda, my name was written over there. Yusuf Muslim, till Maut, through his tears. Because of his cry, which is still crying for the Ummah. They say, cut off the connection to Madinah Munawwara, and you lose your Iman. It is his cry that is still on. And he cried for us, and we stopped crying. Qiyamah Day also, we're going to make him cry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least at the Durood Sharif. What is Durood Sharif? Hadith says, O Nabi of Allah, may Allah reward you. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward you. You ran for us. Makkah Mukarramah, you took a hiding for us. You took a beating for us. Then Madina Munawwara, you had to run to Badr, and then to Uhud, then to Khandaq, and then poverty, and then no food. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go after Fajr Salah. 9 homes, Azwaj-e Mutahharat, is pure wives. You go to the first house, anything to eat, there's no food, Ya Rasulullah. Go to the next house, any food, Ya Rasulullah, there's no food. 9 homes, no food. Then he will say, إِنِّي إِذَنْ لَصَائِمٌ. In that case, I'm keeping roza today. In that case, I'm keeping roza. There's no food in any of the houses. All that for the ummah to come to the qiyam. That, look at my qurbani, open the eyes and the ears of the heart, and listen. Read one on durood at least. Connect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Become the beloveds of Allah. Now is the 27th night. Decisions to be made by Allah. Decisions to be made. Ya Allah, I want to change. As we mentioned, Ya Allah, even if I don't want to change, then do you change me. And you bring me towards you. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Tonight we'll just like to share a few incidents on the lives of the pious. In regards to Durood Sharif, As-Salawat al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Durood Sharif had changed their lives. They are beautiful incidents. I don't wish to prolong the program also. Tonight is the night actually for individual ibadat. We take out our time. Just for encouragement's sake, we'll read a few incidents inshallah. We don't know which one will hit the heart, and the change will come into my life. Ibn Ghazali rahimahullah reports in his book, Ihya Ulumuddin, Abdul Wahab bin Zaid Basri rahmatullah alayh, that when he was traveling for Hajj, he had with him a companion who kept himself busy with the recitation of Durood Sharif. So So he had one sati with him. Always durood sharif in every condition, whilst walking, sitting or standing. When asked why he recited so much of durood sharif, he replied, "When I went for my first hajj, my father traveled with me. When we were returning, we stopped over somewhere for the night. Someone came to me in a dream saying, 'Get up, your father has passed away.' Your father has passed away and his face has blackened. I got up with a shock. I went over to where my father was. Removing the sheet of his face, I saw that his face really had blackened and that he had passed away. This incident grieved me and I was still overwhelmed with shock when I fell asleep once more. I then saw in a vision that four dark men holding iron batons were standing by my father's head, ready to beat him up. Just then, at that moment, a handsome man wearing green clothing appeared and shoved the men away. The man passed his hand over my father's face and said to me, 'Get up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brightened your father's face. May my parents be sacrificed for you. Who are you? Who are you?' I asked. 'My name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.' He replied, 'Since that day I never stopped reciting Durood Sharif.' At that moment also, Nabi of Allah is waiting to pull his ummah out of the fire of Jahannam. One hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the example of myself and you is like a person standing in front of a fire. Standing before a fire, and now you have moths and you have insects that are flying into the fire, that you are falling into the fire. وَأَنَّمْ تَفَلَّتُونَ مِنْ يَدِي وَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ. I am grabbing you by your waist. But then too, you are slipping through. Why are you slipping through? I'm trying to save you." So Nabi of Allah has his gham and the fikr in his heart. Nuzhatul Majalis reports a similar incident from Abu Hamid Qazwini rahmatullah alayh. A man and his son were on a journey. On the way, the father passed away and his face was transformed into the face of a swine. Allah Ta'ala save us. Gunas and sins. Why the face will change into the face of a swine? Here is mentioned in the kitab we read a few days ago, when the ummah will get involved in entertainment late at night. Music, singing, dancing, haram entertainment. Because of these deeds in the darkness of the night, Allah will turn their faces into swines and monkeys. We might not see it, but before moth it will change. People will say, "Don't open the coffin." Start looking right. What was it? Late nights. Now the ummah is sleeping late and the mornings are going. Youngsters can't wake up for Fajr Salah, only waking up Zuhur time. The whole tartib of life has gone upside down. So his father's face turned into the face of a swine. The story says that when the son saw his father's face, he started to weep profusely and made dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When he fell asleep, he was informed in a dream that this has happened because his father consumed interest, riba. Riba was still in the accounts, he didn't get rid of it. Because of riba, this will happen also. Allah Ta'ala save us some interest. And even from the smoke of it also, taking interest, paying interest, credit card is maxed out, I'm paying only the interest on it right now. I'm paying just the interest on these accounts. Sometime, even the water and lights account, we're paying late. We say it's only 2 rand interest, and 2 rand interest is still haram. You can't even pay that also, but now we have to pay it. Make tawbah, make istighfar. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had interceded on his behalf because he always recited Durood Sharif. Although he lived with riba in his life, but he had Durood Sharif also. So as Hazrat says now, if you can't give up the guna, don't leave Durood Sharif. Don't let shaitan say you don't waste your time. You got riba in your life, you don't get over it, why do you need Durood Sharif? Continue that also, but make niyat ya Allah. Doesn't mean now I'm going to continue with that, I need Durood Sharif also. Make the niyat ya Allah through the barakah of Durood Sharif. He'll bring the complete sunnah lifestyle into my life. So he would recite Durood Sharif whenever he heard the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a result of this intercession, his face was turned to the original form. Now he would hear Durood Sharif when? When you will hear Durood Sharif? When you go for the majlis. When you go in the path of Allah. But unfortunately we find nowadays that Jummah time, Jummah Bayan is on, but we're standing outside. We're standing outside and the time has been whiled away. We're only coming for Salah. After Salah, we're back outside again. That day of Jumu'ah, where we had a chance to sit in the masjid, listen to the bayan, and the speaker is speaking, and now and then he'll say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had a chance to read durood. But I didn't want to. I stood outside, and entertaining myself, talking to friends, etc. Just the namaz starts, I come in. I didn't give myself a chance, it is once in a week, to sit in that bayan at least, 20 minutes, to sit there, after Salatul Jumu'ah, take our time, few minutes, dua, read sunnahs, then leave. It is that once in a week. We tell our brothers also, they plan your week from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Plan your week from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, because I don't know whether I'll reach next Jumu'ah. This Jumu'ah comes already, start planning for the week, Ya Allah, and make the intentions, and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, today is Jumu'ah. Today is our day. Ya Allah, the entire week give me the tawfiq to read all my salah and jama'at, 5 times a day. Ya Allah, you give me the ability. Give me the tawfiq to stay from sins. Plan your week ahead from Jumu'ah, and then you take your hisab. How was this week? How did it go? Next week I'll do it better. Next week I'll eradicate one guna, one sin. It is a little more durood sharif. At least more durood, add build up from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Abu Nujaym reports from Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh, that he once went out and saw a youth who, whenever he lifted his foot or put it down, he recited, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. He would recite this. So Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh asked him, are you doing this because of some special knowledge you have? Or is this your personal opinion that every time you walk, pick up your foot, Durud Sharif, put it down, Durud Sharif, is this your own? Some wazifa you have? The youngster asked him, and who are you? So he replied, I am Sufyan Thawri, a great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Are you the Sufyan from Iraq? He asked whether, when has the Sufyan rahmatullah alayhi confirmed that it was him? He was renowned, he was well known. So the young man, the youth, asked, do you recognize Allah? Do you? He's asking this buzruk. Do you recognize Allah? Certainly, Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah replied, how have you recognized Allah? The young man asked him. The Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah replied, it is him who removes the day from the night from the day, and who creates the form of a child in the womb of his mother. That's how I recognize Allah. Allah removes, Allah takes out the day from the night from the day. Allah Ta'ala creates in the womb of the mother. Then this young man replied, we have not recognized Allah. We have not recognized Allah. Then tell me, how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognized? Sufyan asked him, rahmatullah alayh. The youth replied, when I am forced to abandon a plan, when I am forced to abandon a plan that I have resolved to carry out, I made a plan, my day must go like this. My day must go like this. I got everything tight. It's now watertight. I got a plan already. How are we going to do this? Right? And he's going to be passed, he's going to go through. Nobody can put me off my course. So when I am forced to abandon a plan that I have resolved to carry out, and I am unable to accomplish something that I was determined to do, I then realize that there is another being who allows me to fulfill my tasks. I am not the boss. Allah has a final say. In that way, I have resolved and recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sufyan rahmatullah alayhi then asked him about the Durood Sharif that he recited, he replied, I went to my mother for Hajj, and it so happened that she passed away. Her face became black, and her belly swelled, signs that she was being punished. I made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and as my hands were raised, I noticed a kind of cloud coming from Tihama region. From the cloud there appeared a man who passed his hand over my mother's face, causing it to shine with radiance, and even the swelling of her belly disappeared. Who are you? I asked. You have certainly alleviated and removed the difficulty that my mother and I have been experiencing. The reply was, I'm your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replied, do give me some advice. I asked, he said, recite, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. It's time that you lift a foot and put it down. When a person wants Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will send. Allah Ta'ala will pull him. Now in an incident like this, who came? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What? This boy from where to where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took him. There are many more incidents. We'll just share a few incidents. This is inspiration for ourselves, inshallah. So we get this yaqeen upon the Durood Sharif that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hazrat Imam Muhammad bin Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, I went to Baghdad to study by Qari Abu Bakr Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi. A group of us went to him while he was reciting qira'ah. Just then an old man appeared, wearing an old turban, an old cloak, an old shawl. Like he looked like a beggar maybe. He came, Hazrat says nowadays also, that when it comes to making salam, we don't make salam properly anymore also. We just salams. Salam alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. We don't say salam properly. See, the only people make salam properly, sometime in the office, in the shop, and you hear, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Acha, collector is here. Only he makes salam properly. We know the collector came. Because he makes salam. We also collect this. We know collect from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make salam properly. And so this person came also, he looked like a beggar. The beggar will make salam also. So he came wearing an old turban, an old cloak, and an old shawl. Seeing him, Qari Abu Bakr rahmatullahi alayhi stood up. Made the man sit in his place. He was reading the qira'ah, he stopped his qira'ah. Old man came dressed like this, shabbily dressed, made him sit in his place. And asked him about his health and the welfare of his family. The old man informed him that his son was born to him the previous night, and that his family now needed some butter and honey. After listening to the old man's pleas for a while, Qari Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi became extremely sad. Whilst in that state of sadness, he experienced a vision in which he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying to him, "Do not be sad. Go to the governor Ali bin Isa. Go to the governor Ali bin Isa and convey to him this sign. Convey to him this sign denoting that the message really is from me. Tell him this will be a sign to him that really you saw me. So he'll realize that is not something fake, some fake news or something. It's real. So don't be sad. Go to the governor Ali bin Isa and convey to him the sign denoting that the message is really from me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he never goes to sleep on a Friday night, which is tonight. He never goes to sleep on Laylatul Jumu'ah, a Friday night, until he has completed reciting Durood Sharif 1,000 times. He was a governor. He was a governor, but then to time for Durood Sharif. 1,000 Durood at night, on the late night of Jumu'ah. However, this Friday, this Jumu'ah, he had only completed reciting Durood Sharif 700 times. When a messenger from the king came to summon him to the king's presence, he then completed the balance only after returning. After informing him of this, tell him to give this father of the newborn 100 gold coins so that he may fulfill his needs. I'll give him this message. Qari Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi proceeded immediately with the old man to the governor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has sent this old man to you. Qari Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi said to the governor Ali bin Isa, the governor immediately stood up. He just heard that Nabi Ali has sent this person to you to fulfill his need. He stood up. He seated the old man in his place. When the governor asked what was happening, Qari Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi informed him of the entire incident. The governor was overjoyed and dispatched his servant to fetch a bag with 1,000 gold coins. With 1,000 gold coins, he then took out 100 coins and handed it to the old man. Thereafter, he took out another 100 and gave it to Qari Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi. The sheikh, however, declined to accept the money. The governor insisted, saying, "This is for the glad tidings that you have brought to me concerning the 1,000 recitations of Durood Sharif, which had been a secret between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and myself." So definitely, by you knowing it is a sign, that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam did tell you about it. Nobody else knows about it. And myself, no one knew of it. He then took out another 100 gold coins and said, "This is for the glad tidings that you have brought to me, informing me that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the news of the Durood Sharif I sent to him." So he's getting it. The Durood is receiving it. So another 100 gold coins for that. He then took out another 100 gold coins and said, "This is for the trouble you have taken to come to me." In this manner, he continued giving 100 coins every time until the bag of 1,000 gold coins was emptied. Qari Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi, however, declined to accept any money apart from the 100 coins that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed for the old man. So the barakah of Durood Sharif and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a person receives his sustenance also in this well. Therefore, he says, continue Durood Sharif. What barakah it will bring? Where it will come from? How it will come? How only a person went to the Rawdah Mubarak was just stood there with a sad face, hadn't had supper for the night, and just presented himself. And how Nabi of Allah will come in the vision of the governor of the time. "My friend has come, he has no food. Host him. Host him." All in the tawfal and sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A woman once came to Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, saying, "My daughter has passed away. I wish that I could see her in a dream." Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi told her to perform 4 rakat salah after Isha. Recite in every rakat after Surah Fatiha, Surah Takathur, Alhaakum al-Takathur, in every rakat after Surah Fatiha. She was then to lie down and recite Durood Sharif until she fell asleep. She saw her daughter in a dream. That night, her daughter was suffering severe punishment and wearing a dress of tar. what we tie the robes with. Her hands were handcuffed and her feet were tied in chains of fire. When she reported the incident to her son Basir rahmatullah alayhi, the following day, he advised her to give some sadqah on behalf of her daughter, for that would perhaps secure forgiveness for her. The following night, Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi saw a dream in which he saw a very beautiful garden. In the garden was a very high throne on which sat an extremely beautiful young girl wearing a shining crown. "Do you recognize me, O Hasan?" the girl asked. When he told her that he did not, she told him that she was the daughter of the woman whom he had advised to recite the Durood Sharif between Salah and falling asleep. "But your mother described your condition to be the exact opposite of this." Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, "That had been my condition," she admitted. "But how did you reach this position?" he asked. She then explained, "We were 70,000 people suffering the same punishment." We were 70,000 suffering the same punishment when a pious person, an Allah wala saint, passed by our graveyard. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, he said, regards to the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they carry in their hearts. They carry the rahmat of Allah, compassion for humanity. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, author of this kitab, once he was in Bombay, and he was there for a few days. So after the second day or third day, he called all his murids, his khulafas, and the people that had come with him. And he told them, "Thus far I have completed so many khatams of Quran for the marhumeen of this area. Now they go to visit, but their heart also are with the people that are passed away. They make dua for them also. Hazrat, how, where you had the time?" "So I have a habit, any town I go to, then I read 3 quls, multiple times, and I send it to the people of the Qabristan. Make them happy also, not only the living people." So Mullah Ali Qadir rahmatullah alayhi says, he says, "إذا مر ولي من الأولياء على قرية," when a friend of Allah passes by a village or city or town, he says, not only the living get barakat from him, even the dead people to get barakat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to the barakat of this person, that the Quran Sharif says also, when a friend of Allah passes away, then when a sinner passes away, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ, when a sinner passes away, then the skies and the earth don't cry. When a friend of Allah passes away, then the skies and the earth also cry for him. For as long as he was walking on the earth, he was drawing the rahmat of Allah. The earth enjoyed it, the animals enjoyed it. The skies also, they would receive the fragrant smell of his good amal when he passes through the heavens. So when he passes away, even the skies and the earth cry for him. So when a friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala passes by a city or town, Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah says that even the people in the Qabristan enjoy the barakat of his rahmat also. That he comes with that rahmat, for that amount of time Allah tabarak wa ta'ala stops azab al-qabr also. Because my friend is here. This is why the ulama, they move in the world. Program here, program there. They're making dua for the marhumeen also. And they come with zikr or fikr. The jamaats come to a locality. They come with rahmat also. They come to our door, they knock the door. We don't understand right now what rahmat they are bringing. They're walking, the malaika spreading wings for them. So she says, there were 70,000 people suffering the same punishment when a pious person passed by our graveyard reciting Durood Sharif once. Reciting Durood Sharif once. And then he conferred the reward to all of us. Ya Allah, the reward of the Durood Sharif I sent to all the marhumeen. Just one time Durood Sharif. His durood was so appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all were freed from the punishment. It's through the blessings of that one saint that we have now attained this higher rank. This is on one Durood Sharif. We can imagine now we make it a habit every day. What ranks Allah ta'ala will not give us. A similar incident about a woman whose son was very sinful. Despite her advising him constantly to repent, he refused to listen and eventually passed away in that condition. The mother was distressed that he had passed away in such a condition and wished that she could see him in a dream. When she did see him one night, she saw that he was suffering severe punishment in the grave. This distressed the mother even more. She then happened to see him again a while later, but was pleased to see him in a good and happy state. He explained, a very sinful person once passed by our graveyard, a sinful person passed by our graveyard and happened to take a lesson by seeing the graves. He got a bit afraid. One day I'm also going to reach here. Thereafter he recited some part of the Quran Sharif, recited Durood Sharif 20 times, and then conferred the rewards to everyone in the Qabristan, in the graveyard. As a result of the portion of that, as a result of the portion that I received, you see me in this condition now, my dear mother, Durood Sharif is a light of the heart, forgiveness for sins, and a mercy for both the living and the dead. Just one Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us sufid, and on the day of Jumu'ah also we go to the Qabristan and we recite Durood Sharif. We recite a few more, we will terminate inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. A sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Rahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu, reports, rahmatullah alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came out and said, he came out from his Mubarak room and he came into the masjid and he said, I saw a strange sight last night. I saw a strange sight last night. I saw a person crossing the bridge of Sirat. The final journey. The final stretch to Jannat. And below it, the fire of Jahannam. So I saw a person crossing the bridge of Sirat, sometimes dragging himself along. Sometimes dragging himself along, sometimes crawling, and sometimes getting caught on something. There are hooks and chains under the pool Sirat. From Jahannam, those hooks come up, they try to catch a person, to pull him inside. Sometimes he's catching him, he's saving himself, he's crawling. Just then Durood Sharif that he recited upon me came to him, made him stand up and helped him to cross the pool Sirat. Just that Durood Sharif was, helped him to pass over. A person once saw Hazrat Abu Hafs, rahmatullah alayhi, in a dream, after he passed away and inquired how he was. Abu Hafs rahmatullah alayhi replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been merciful to him, forgiven him, admitted him into Jannah. When asked how this had come to be, he replied, when the angels counted his sins, Salat Allah say count his sins. So when they counted his sins and then counted the Durood Sharif that he had recited, they found that his Durood Sharif was more than his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructed them to stop with the reckoning and to admit him into Jannah. His Durood Sharif was more than his sins. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah. So this is the night, my dear brothers. We will take inspiration. Tonight, because the month of Ramadan, we got Quran tilawat. Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Dukhan, our night surahs. We have our khatam to make also. And when we tie it in between, then take a little walk, Durood Sharif. Come back again. A little Quran, we're feeling tired, Durood Sharif again. Then you might sleep away with that also. What vision Allah Baq will give us, the sukoon. But now the heart is connected to Medina Munawwara. And especially on a Jumu'ah day, it's mentioned that usually when we recite Durood Sharif away from Medina Munawwara, then the Malaika are appointed to take our Durood and convey to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the Malaika and the Durood goes direct to the Rawdah Mubarak. As if the veils are opened. As if the veils are open, that is why one muraqabah we can make, one meditation. Sitting in the house of Allah, even we tired, take the tasbih in the hand, sit one corner, and think to myself, as we sit, Allah Ta'ala take us to Medina Munawwara. What a beautiful city to be in, to be the sukoon of Medina, as Mawlana recited the Ash'ar, Ya Subh Medina, Ya Sham Medina, the mornings of Medina Munawwara, the nights of Medina Munawwara, the magical nights, he should be sitting there, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't put a price to it. We can't put a price to it. That is why one great wali of Allah says, if only you knew who's in Medina Munawwara, then you go crawling there also. You go crawling there also, I just need to get there. And the beautiful incident we like to mention always, as it says, that that person who wants to go to Medina Munawwara, whether physically, emotionally or spiritually, Allah will take him. Like the little ant in Iraq, heard about the Green Dome. I wanted to go to Medina Munawwara, just walk the gullies, breathe the air of Medina Sharif, and just recollect what was happening in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Bakr's house was here, Umar was there, how they met in the masjid, how they sat in Masjid al-Nabwi, how was the majlis that time? Just sitting and thinking. So this little ant also wanted to go, had tamanna, had desire in the heart, that I go see Medina Sharif. But he stood on his hind legs, on his back legs, he lifted his hands and he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, you take me. I can't, my short legs, somebody will tempt me. I might not make it all the way from Iraq to Medina Munawwara. But Allah Ta'ala saw Allah Marubi has mentioned this incident, anecdote. But Allah saw the desire in the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had his eyes closed making dua. Before he knew it, Allah ta'ala inspired him, open your eyes. I have sent now your A380 waiting for you. Your plane is waiting for you. He looked up, he sees there was a pigeon from the haram. A pigeon from the haram of Madinah Munawwara. Allah inspired the pigeon. There's a friend of mine, wali of mine, that wants to come to Madinah Munawwara, go pick him up. Go and bring him. Then Allah ta'ala commanded him, they now get on and hold tight. There'll be turbulence also. It won't be easy. At the airport there'll be a problem. Sometimes the ticket, sometimes the seating, can't get it together. You'll have some turbulence, don't worry. But you'll get there, close your eyes. So he got on and he held tight. And he closed his eyes and his pigeon took off. And after some time Allah ta'ala put in his heart, now open your eyes. Open your eyes. When he opened his eyes, and the pigeon told him, just look down. When he looked down, he sees the green dome. Ya Allah. They punch gaya. Ya Allah, I reached here. And like me, and I'm seeing the green dome. Ya Allah, where am I? Foot put my eyes in the green dome, under which the most beloved of Allah is resting right now. But he made it. Allah Marumi says, a person has the desire for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because of his desire, Allah will send someone to pick him up. Whether a dream, whether one jamaat will come, whether one program, whether one majlis, somebody took him, let's go listen to the bayan. And now Allah Ta'ala will lift him up and pick him up. And before he knows it, Ya Allah, I'm walking in the gullies of Madinah Sharif. Where me and where Madinah Munawwara? Kya main jaagta hu ya khab dekhta hu? Sakim sahab usay rahmatullah alayhi, when you enter the haram, kaha main, oh ye roda mubarak, oh kaha main, oh ye tawafi haram. You see Allah, where me, person like me, making tawaf of your house of Allah. Where a person like me in the Roda Mubarak, Ya Allah, am I dreaming? Am I awake? Me being over here, how can it be? I'm not deserving to be here. This is Pak Zameen, this is a pure place. So, we sit down in the corner of the masjid, and just make this muraqabah. Close our eyes. As a person sits now in the old masjid, enter through the door of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he's sitting in Masjid al-Qadim, in Masjid al-Nabawi. And just to your left hand side is the roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Nabi of Allah is alive in his qabr, is looking at me. He's looking at me, he's hearing my call, the cries of my heart. How the sahabi would have the youth of Madinah Munawwara, couldn't control his passions and lust, carnal desires. Where does he go? He goes to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh, ya Rasulullah, give me permission to make zina. I can't control it anymore. What compassion? Literally, what's wrong with you, harami? He got all these terrible desires. Nothing. He came to the door of Rahmat right now. Rahmatul Alameen. Made him sit down. Oh young man, you have a mother, you have a sister. How do you like somebody to do that to her? I wouldn't like it. Rahmatul Alameen takes his Mubarak hand, puts on his chest. Allahumma hassin farajahu wa tahir qalbah. Ya Allah, make him chaste and purify his heart. The barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah purify the heart. Allah will give us chastity. Ya Rasulullah, we can't come to you. We can't come to you, but your muhabbat, your love, we can come into my heart. And clean me out. Sit, close our eyes and think, the roda is to my left hand side right now. If the roda is there right now, it's just me and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zakim sahab will say, that sometimes reading Durood Sharif, I just think, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting there and he's listening to me. Say, oh, Hakim, what do you recite? What do you recite? Just think to yourself, I'm a small baby, small child, Nabi of Allah is ready to embrace me. Who is it to recite Durood Sharif? Take all the time, close our eyes, sit on the corner, just picture the roda is there, and talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, and the reality of these realities, which we really don't understand, is our only words. This is the barakat and the fazal of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the barakat of our Shaykh, Rama Barakatuhu, which we learn these beautiful lessons. How to love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us a deep, deep, deep love of Allah. Where the arrows right now are being fired from the skies. Rahmat, barakat, mercy, forgiveness, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, Laylatul Qadr night, 1,000 months reward. All these arrows, Allah is firing it. Who is there to say now, like a pehlwan, like one big wrestler, bodybuilder, Ya Allah, take my chest also. Let me, all of the arrows hit my heart, Ya Allah. And the arrow is, everything is in there. Allah's rahmat, barakat, love, muhabbat, 3-in-1 clean of the heart also. Polish the heart also. Ya Allah, I'm ready for it. Send it, Ya Allah. Like Sa'd ibn Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, We mentioned about him, we conclude on this inshallah. When they came to the Tigris, and they were going to fight the Persians, the superpower of the time, and the water mess, massive water mess. So the narrator says, Sa'ad came, radiallahu anhu, great sahabi, warrior, commander of the army, but thousands of mujahideen with him. Also among the fida'iyin, the mission of the riwayat, those who are prepared to give their lives. So he comes to the shore, to the bank of the river. Narrator says that there were no boats there to go over. The Persians took everything away. How are we going to cross over this massive water mess? So he says, I saw Sa'ad standing there raising his hands. And he said, when he raised his hands, I said, dua accepted. Dua accepted. Why dua accepted? He said, I remember the time when Sa'ad bin Waqas radiallahu anhu, he was a sahabi to fire the first arrow in the path of Allah. When he fired the arrow in the path of Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him. Allahumma sadid ramyahu wa jib da'watahu. Oh Allah, when Sa'ad fires, when he shoots, he must hit bullseye. He mustn't miss. And Ya Allah, when he raises his hands and make dua, Ya Allah, you accept. He said, he raised his hands and he said, dua accepted. Something is going to happen. He made dua, and after dua, he asked the mujahideen, who is ready to give their lives? Suicide bombers. Who is ready to take the horse and jump into the water? He said, Sammullaha waqtahimu. Sammullaha waqt. Say Bismillah and jump in the water. They say almost 600 mujahideen with their horses jumped into the water. They jumped into the water and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unlike Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala opened the ocean for him, the Red Sea. Allah ta'ala made pathways. When he came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Allah ta'ala left the water and caused them to run on the water. 600 mujahideen on horseback, running over the water. When the horse were tired, then Allah ta'ala caused a piece of earth and ground to emerge from beneath the water, for that horse to take a rest. One sahabi, when he reached the other side, the riwayat says that with the speed of the horse, his wooden bowl fell off the horse. So when he reached the other mujahideen, asked him, "Where's your bowl?" He said, "It was lost in the water." So they were playing the fool with him. He must have did something wrong, that's why. They said, he made dua, Ya Allah, return my bowl. A wave came and returned the bowl. Like this, they went finally, the entire army went over the water and they came to Al-Qasrul Abiyad, the white palace. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prophesied before that an isaba, a group of my sahaba will conquer the white palace. And this was the group. Sa'd bin Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu finally came, conquered the white palace. A lot of mali, ghanimat, booty, etc. they received from there and how much they found. And he was the first one to establish Salatul Jumu'ah in Persia. Many incidents about him also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So he was the one that fired the arrow. Ya Allah, fire your arrow tonight. I am ready for it. Ya Allah, take out all the muck and the dirt, pull it out. And only Noor and Noor come into my heart. That the heart opens up, tonight is the night. To put our head down, we go into Ruku. Hazrat says, just imagine the arrows are following my back. But these are all arrows of barakat. They don't harm a person. They just pierce the heart. When the blood of Allah's muhabbat will come up from the heart, like how the sun comes out in the morning, the horizon, the entire horizon is bright and red. When Allah's muhabbat is full into the heart, then the nur of Allah's marifat will come. Then to give up sin will become enjoyable. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't need the rape. I don't need the drugs. I don't need the cigarette. I need the durood sharif. Give me the durood sharif. I don't need to go those avenues. I don't need to go for the pedal or so. Waste my life there. I better sit in the masjid and talk to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There I'll play. I play with Durood Sharif. What I'll get on that? Enjoyment in Jannat. When I'm tempted, as I say, tell yourself, Yusuf, Jannat is 2 minutes away. Zara sabar kar. Little patient, Jannat will get it just now. What enjoyment in Jannat? The hoos and your private beach, your own sports, everything else Allah Ta'ala will give. Allah Ta'ala give us a reality. We'll make a short zikr and dua, inshallah. When we say La ilaha illallah, we must just picture in our mind that La ilaha illallah is a super vacuum with this vacuum of the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I'm vacuuming all the dirt and the muck from the heart. Everything is coming out. Imagine vacuuming a carpet 100 times a day. It'll be super clean. Allah Ta'ala's name is so Mubarak, is the heaviest thing in the universe, the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I'm taking your name and cleaning my heart out. Allah, take out all the dirt, the deep, deep muck that is in my heart, ya Allah. Let only your nur and your muhabbat and love penetrate my heart and make me pious, give me hidayat, bring me upon the haqq through the barakat of la ilaha illallah. Those that were nari became jannati. Those who destined for the fire of jahannam became jannati. Those who are full of darkness, those that are full of darkness became nuri, full nur in their heart. The whole life is changed. We have iman in our heart, just that iman has gone dim. So barakat of la ilaha illallah, Allah Ta'ala enlighten our hearts inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum, ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله That ha at the end of La ilaha illallah, that ha was hit the heart. That's the ha of the pain of Allah. How a person falls, he gets hurt, he says, ah, I got hurt. My back is paining, I got a cut, he says, ah, the pain. When you say Allah, la ilaha illallah, that ha must hit the heart of the pain of Allah. Ya Allah, my heart pains for you. Ya Allah, everything I've done in dunya, Ya Allah, I didn't get your muhabbat, I ate your food, your bounties, your ni'mas, Ya Allah, but I didn't get your muhabbat and love, but la ilaha illallah, that ha must hit the heart. Ya Allah, I want you. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Come into my eyes. Come into my body. Ya Allah, make my life sweet in your muhabbat and your love. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When it comes to the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our beloved Shaykh says, we don't have to shout and scream. Sometimes we do get some josh, some emotion, some feeling. But the real dhikr of Allah is a munajat, is a secret conversation with Allah. As you're making it nalik under the breath, with pain in the heart, Allah is between me and you, my heart and you. So we say, La ilaha illallah, like a secret conversation with my beloved Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is between me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we make the dhikr individually when we're alone. You don't have to be loud. We can do it anyway. Sometimes in the bedroom, we won't disturb the wife also. Sometimes in the masjid also, we won't disturb the musalli. So we can make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala anyway. It doesn't have to be loud, no, very soft. Just in between enough for me to hear myself, and it hits the heart every time. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. Hazrat explains like how he speaks to his wife. How he speaks to his wife, pillow talk. Pillow talk when we both lying in the bed and he's looking at her, she's looking at him. And mashallah, she's got the favorite pajamas that you like her to wear. She's smelling good, the candle is on, the lights are dim, the children are sleeping. And that beautiful moment of sweet muhabbat and love, where you tell the wife, I just want to hug you, just give you one kiss, you're looking so beautiful tonight. Ya Allah, you gave her, my wife, the beauty. That Layla of mine, but just the Mola. The beautiful wife, Ya Allah, you gave her to me. What is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The muhabbat of Allah. When making dhikr of Allah is like pillow talk. Yalla, I'm talking to you. Yalla, I love you. Yalla, you love me. Tell the wife, I love you. She's not giving any reply. You don't love me. Then she gives a blush. She gives a smile. She turns around. Then you hold her. Tell me you love me one time. Or she tells the husband also, Yalla, I love you. I love your Rasul. Yalla, you love me also. I'm taking your name, Yalla. I'm making your dhikr, Yalla. This is muhabbat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yalla, I want to love you. Yalla, I'm taking your name right now. This is what we say, munajat. Pillow talk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I say la ilaha, then I just picture, Ya Allah, this bad habit of mine, Ya Allah, I'm throwing it out. Their bad habit, Ya Allah, I'm throwing it out. Whether the riba, whether the zina, whether the drugs, whether the internet, whether the porn sites, Ya Allah, I'm throwing it out. You know all about it, Umar, Ya Allah, I'm throwing it out. I'm throwing it out, Ya Allah. With every time, La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah, you take the place of it. Ya Allah, your ma'rifat, your muhabbat, your love, fill all the gaps in my heart, Ya Allah. There's nothing else, Ya Allah. Like how Hazrat says, that now I hired a top-notch security company right now. Top-notch. Armed response. And I got it also, my entire house with alarm system. I got the electric fencing also. Armed response. I got the board outside. And the thief will come, he'll think, I can't get into here right now. Ya Allah, you come into my heart. Have AK security. Ayatul Kursi I have, Ya Allah. I have my heart is wired now. To Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Shaitan Nafs will come, hold on. He's got ta'alluq now. Now he's connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we can't get him. Ya Allah, give me that type of muhabbat and love for you, then nothing can penetrate the heart. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take the name of Allah. Allah, come into my life. Fill in all the gaps. There's no vacuum in my heart, Ya Allah. I'm taking out all the sin and gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, haram relationships, whatever I have in my life. Ya Allah, I'm taking everything out right now. Involved in zina, Ya Allah. Take it out of my life. Ya Allah, your purity. Your love come into my heart. You say, Allah. The carpet is saying Allah, the walls are saying Allah, the aircon is saying Allah, the fan is saying Allah, the ceiling is saying Allah, the seat is saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every creation of Allah is in the tasbih of Allah, praising Allah. Ya Allah, this locality, this area, the homes, Ya Allah, fill them with your love, with your name will prevail. Every home, Muslim, non-Muslim home, make this masjid the means of hidayat, barakat, a markaz of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Right to Baytullah, we connect all the homes, all the masajid, all the makatib, all the hearts with the barakat of the name of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, right to the entire world, the universe, including Umayyah, the places of problems, Gaza, Sudan, Palestine, wherever it may be. Ya tonight, let your name penetrate every single home and heart, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. A Hadhrat says, when you make dhikr of Allah, or you make dua, but just picture yourself sitting in front of the Baytullah, sitting in front of the Kaabatullah, the Mataf, and I'm taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah ta'ala's muhabbat and love descends. When you're reading Durood Sharif, picture yourself at the Roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. This will bring sweetness, it will bring iman, it will revive the heart, and this will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Turn our hearts to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on this blessed night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Think to ourselves sitting in the Roda Mubarak at the Mataf of Baytullah, and like mad people making tawaf, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Meaning of labbaik, Ya Allah, I am here. Ya Allah, I am here. Ya Allah, your banda has come. Your banda has come. Your dirty, ganda, banda, slave has come to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can purify. You can clean. Ya Allah, your banda has come finally. The runaway one has come. When you say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Ya Allah, I'm here. Ya Allah, to run for you, to jump for you, to put my head down for you, to give my life down for you. Ya Allah, I'll break my nafs, I'll break my nafs, Ya Allah, I'll break my passions, Ya Allah, I'll keep your command. Like this, we hand ourselves to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accept it from us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أو كريم رحيم الله most kind Allah most compassionate Allah ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب Oh my Allah how many years you conceal our sins Oh my كريم رحيم الله Ya Allah we have such sins Ya Allah in the closet Oh my Allah we cannot even tell our wives about it Oh كريم رحيم الله only you know about it Oh my Allah how much you concealed us kept us pure and clean smelling good people like us Oh my Allah Ya Allah, we are ganda bandas, O Mahila. Ya Allah, these beggars have come tonight in your court. But the night of Jumu'ah, the night of Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the month of Ramadan, the 27th night of Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, you said in Quran Sharif, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. As for the beggar, don't turn him away. Don't rebuke him, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are real beggars, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present to you. It is the night, Ya Allah, of the night of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, it's only your rahmat and your barakah. Ya Allah, we come with broken hearts, with dirty hearts and dirty minds and dirty tongues, O my Allah. There's no one else can clean us, O my Allah. There's no work that can clean our hearts, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we've come to you through tufur and sadqa and barakat and wasila of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiyu al-Rahma, Nabiyu al-Tawba, O Kareem Rahim Allah, Mustafa, Mustafa, O Kareem Rahim Allah, the beloved Nabi of yours, Ahmad, Muhammad, Hamid, Mahmood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we present these tears for you tonight. In the night of Jumu'ah, in the masjid, in your home, O Kareem Rahim Allah, in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, dua rad nahi hoti hai. Oh my Allah, dua is not rejected tonight, oh my Allah. Nobody is rejected from your court, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The worst of worst we accepted, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the worst of this zamana. We are the weakest of this zamana, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, with broken hands, Ya Allah, with broken hearts, O my Allah, broken iman and taqwa. We ask you tonight, O Kareem Rahim Allah, to forgive all our sins, O my Allah. All our sins, you brought plenty of it, O my Allah. You love to forgive, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon. Allahumma innaka afoon. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Your Nabi taught us this dua to be made because you want to accept this dua, O my Allah. O my Allah, we have done our work of guna and sin. Ya Allah, you do your work which you love. Ya Allah, you love to forgive the ummah of Nabi Tawbah, Nabi Rahma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbu al-afwa, fa'afu anna, fa'afu anna, fa'afu anna. Oh my Allah, you forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive. There's no deficiency in your treasures, oh my Allah. Your grandeur, there's no deficiency, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our work will be done, will become clean and pure, oh my Allah. How much more, Kareem Rahim Allah, we live lives like this, O my Allah, like zombies, O my Allah. We don't even know what we're living for, Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my beloved Kareem Rahim Allah, we've come with hope and tawanna in our hearts tonight to your door. Your door never closes upon us, it's always open. Oh my Allah, we want to take this step into your door today, O my Allah. Ya Allah, welcome us, O my Allah. Welcome us, O my Allah. There are a few nights left of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, how many doors have closed upon us, O my Allah? How many a child, O my Allah, the mother is crying, what happened to my son? What happened to my daughter? What will happen to them? Doors have closed, O my Allah. Doors have been shut on our faces, O my Allah. Friends have turned away from us, O my Allah. People have abandoned us, O my Allah. But Ya Allah, you won't throw anybody out. Ya Allah, there's no right off in your court. O my Allah, you accepted Khalid bin Walid. You accepted Wahsh. O my Allah, who will take us? We have become yatim in our own homes, O my Allah. The wife will turn the back on us, O my Allah. The parents are tired of us, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. But we know you will never abandon us, O my Allah. You are Rabbi Ghafoor, Rabbi Rahim. Ya Allah, this ummah is marhuma. This ummah upon whom is your rahmat and your mercy, O my Allah. We ask you this night, Ya Allah, display your rahmat and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with tamanna and aspirations and hope, O my Allah, that you will accept us tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, O my Allah. Accept every single person who is here tonight, O my Allah. You know everyone's condition better than we know ourselves, O my Allah. What we need, how we need to change, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through you, your qudrat and your power, change our hearts, O my Allah. Change our hearts, O my Allah. Allah, give us your dard, your dil, O my Allah. Give us the pain of your muhabbat and your love. Let our hearts pop in your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we lose money, it pains the heart. We lose a car, it pains the heart. Ya Allah, we've lost you on the way. We haven't paid, O my Allah. O my Allah, we haven't paid in the least bit. Salah upon salah, we missed, O my Allah. We did put our head down to you. Oh, our Khaliq, our Creator, our Rabb, our Rabbah. Oh, by Allah, what has happened to us? Ya Allah, what has happened to us, O my Allah? The journey of life, O my Allah, has taken us away from you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, turn our direction to Medina Munawwara. Turn our hearts to Medina Tayyibah, O my Allah. the nizam and system of Madina Munawwara, put it into our lives, into our hearts, Ya Allah, into our homes, O Kareem Rahim Allah, where we have sent our children, O Mayla, to learn everything besides you, O Mayla. Who will tell their mother to cover the child's legs and her hair? O Fatima, O Aisha, your daughter should be like the Sahabiyat radiallahu anhunna. Ya Allah, we put our daughters, O Mayla, in the dens of zina and vice, O Mayla, what has happened to us? All because of the poultry dunya, O Mayla, for few rands and cents, O Mayla. Our sharab and haya. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to take care of our woman folk, O Mayla. Taking them to outlets and flaunting their beauty and breaking your command, O Mayla. Ya Allah, you gave them the beauty. You gave us the wealth, O Mayla. How we use it against you, O Mayla. We use it against you, O Mayla. We have no fear anymore. Ya Allah, we have challenged you, O Mayla. We have dared you, O Mayla. Ya Allah, we've come tonight to make tawbah. Ya Allah, to make tawbah to you. Ya Allah, give us tawbah to make sincere tawbah, O Mayla. Give us enjoyment in the masjid, O Mayla. Give us maswad enjoyment within the home, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give them the best of bounties within the home. Give them sharab and haya and modesty. Teach them the lesson of modesty of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. How modesty was the queen of Jannah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Even after her demise, she made wasiyah, cover my qabr with the sheet and you're burying me. No man saw me in my lifetime. No one's received me after my demise. Give our masturad the sharab and haya. Give our daughters, O my Allah. Make us true men, Ya Allah, of iman and taqwa, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be fathers, how to be sons, how to be brothers, Ya Allah, how to be nephews and uncles. Oh my Allah, give us an iman. Ya Allah, give us a ta'aleem, oh my Allah. How to run our homes correctly in a manner that will please you, oh my Allah. Bring ta'aleem in our homes, oh my Allah. Bring da'wat in our homes, khidmat, oh my Allah. And all the beautiful a'mal of nubuwwat, make our homes like the homes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Make us like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Make our children like the children of Sahaba. Our wives like the wives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Where there was da'wat taking place, ta'aleem and ta'allum, khidmat and ibadah and dhikr, oh my Allah. All the beautiful a'mal, those who are homes, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Our homes have become prisons, oh my Allah. Have become barren, oh my Allah. There is no dhikr of Allah, no Quran tilawat. Ya Allah, haram has come into our homes, into our hearts, into our stomachs, oh my Allah. Give us a clean and pure life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't need the banks, oh my Allah. We don't need the riba, oh my Allah. We don't need the zila to enjoy our lives. Ya Allah, give us a pure and clean life, oh my Allah. The plenty of ahla sustenance, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, dunya work for us, oh my Allah. We'll chase akhirat, oh my Allah. We'll chase your hukam. We'll chase your command. We'll chase the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, ya dunya, chase us, oh my Allah. Give us the barakat of the dunya. Give us a jannati life, oh my Allah. Give us a mut upon iman. Ya Allah, give us jannat al-firdaus without reckoning. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, we'll come tonight to, ya Allah, extend our begging bowls before you, oh my Allah. When a beggar will come with a broken bowl, ya Allah, we won't give him a few cents. We'll give him notes, oh my Allah. We'll give him notes, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, write our note of baratum with the nifaq, oh my Allah. Give us a note that we are free from hypocrisy. We are free from the fire of Jahannam, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, your Nabi will become happy, oh my Allah. He cried for us, oh my Allah. He went hungry for us, oh my Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, raise our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Give him the best rewards on behalf of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Give us taqwa. Give us iman. Ya Allah, give us good amal in our lives. Ya Allah, give us a life of deen, oh my Allah. Take out Muslim culture from our lives, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a life of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we'll give up our carnal desires. Ya Allah, we'll not break your command, oh my Allah. Make us strong, oh my Allah. Keep us strong in your obedience, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Although we are weak, Ya Allah, we cannot, Ya Allah, we cannot give, Ya Allah, we cannot resist the temptation, oh my Allah. We are too weak, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh Allah, you come between us and our own nafs, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you pull us out from the muck and dead in the gutter of sin. Ya Allah, give us taqwa, give us iman, give us sunnah in our homes, in our lives. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, give our children the best of education, the deeni education, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make the dunya easy for them, make the deen easy for them, make them reciters of Quran Sharif, make them musallis of the masjid, oh my Allah, save them from the fitnas, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us taqwa in our homes, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Give our ladies the masturat taqwa, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us enjoyment within the confines of our home, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, we don't know how to ask or what to ask. The brothers have come, oh my Allah, tonight, whichever masjid in the world, Ya Allah, in Haramain Sharifain, tonight in Madina Munawwara, those that are sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak to them, oh my Allah. Mubarak they stay in the Qiyam of Madina Munawwara, those sitting in the Mataf, those that are making tawaf tonight, saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, إليك. اللهم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. And oh my Allah, our brothers in Palestine, oh my Allah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, we are making ya Allah iftari, ya Allah, with all the delicacies, oh my Allah, how you have fed us, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, oh my Allah, they are bombs raining upon the iftari time and seri time, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. They don't know where they're going to go to just because they believe in you. Oh my beautiful Allah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, was kind Allah, powerful Allah, ya Allah, come to their assistance, oh my Allah, come to their assistance, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tired, oh my Allah, they are tired walking helter skelter. Oh my Allah, tonight we know we are tired. Ya Allah, our beds are waiting for us and the aircon is on. Ya Allah, the tea is waiting, the delicacies and the savouries, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, these mothers' hearts are broken to pieces, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, listen to the cries, oh my Allah. This is Qurbani of the Ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we accept your hikmat and your wisdom. Ya Allah, Hakim, all wise. You know why it is happening. Ya Allah, you know why it is happening. Oh my Allah, you know why it is happening. Your wisdom is beyond our comprehension. Ya Allah, we make tawbah for the Ummah. And put it upon the Ummah. Ya Allah, the backs are tired. Their feet cannot walk anymore. They have no food, oh my Allah. They have empty pots, oh my Allah, with no food. The children are crying. The tears are flowing. Ya Allah, there's no, everything looks bleak to them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, what will be the Eid like? We are shopping for new clothing. Ya Allah, give us sharab. Give us sharab. Give us empathy and sympathy for the Ummah. Ya Allah, we feel no pain for them, oh my Allah. What will they wear the day of Eid? Ya Allah, we are buying Eid presents for family members. Ya Allah, we're throwing it at them. One packet here, and Eid Mubarak, and everything is presents, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, what will be the Eidi? Bombs falling on their head, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, just flying over them. They're taking cover. What will happen to us next? Oh my Allah, give us sharaf. Give us some hearts, oh my Allah, that pump in your Muhammad and your love and pity for the Ummah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from extravagance, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from this haram fashion and all the trends, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us this time, tawfiq, oh my Allah, to spend an Eid according to Sunnah. Ya Allah, for these little children, at least we can feel some pain for them. Entire families have been destroyed. One yatim looking for the parents, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us to be to make dhoba. Ya help them, ya Allah, cover them. Ya Allah, give them accommodation. Ya Allah, give them comfort. Give them sleep tonight, oh my Allah. Give them sleep tonight, oh my Allah. There's one just flying over their heads, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us so much of peace sitting in the house, in your house, ya Allah. In this masjid, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Except this masjid, oh my Allah. All the masajid and all those behind the scenes, oh my Allah, except them, oh my Allah. Grant them barakat, iman, taqwa, amal, in the rosy and sustenance, the khidmat, jamaat that is behind everything, except them, oh my Allah, wherever they may be, whoever they may be, Allah. Ya Allah, you make their khidmat of the day of qiyamah, make ihsan upon them, oh my Allah. Be kind to them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Know the means of hidayat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, our families hidayat. Oh my Allah, give us without asking, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how our parents took care of us. Ya Allah, they have left this world for liqabarun nur. Ya Allah, raise them. Be kind to them. Blow the winds of jannat upon them. Make them happy, oh my Allah. Make them happy, oh my Allah. Make them happy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are alive, ya Allah. Give us sufi to take care of them in a manner that is pleasing to you. We earn our jannat. Ya Allah, give us sufi to be good husbands to our wives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to be good husbands anymore. Ya Allah, make our wives the same. Because jannati couples, jannati home. Ya Allah, bring deen into our lives, into our hearts, oh my Allah. Give us genuine muhabbat and love for the sake of your love and muhabbat, oh my Allah. That we together for your sake, we depart for your sake, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those home with these jagra, with their quarrels and fight, create muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, save us some talaq, save us some broken homes, oh my Allah. Give our children solid deen homes and pious spouses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how many of a parent and father and mother are worried about their daughter, young son, who, where they will get married, who will come for them. Ya Allah, your treasures are very big. Your treasures are very great, O my Allah. Ya Allah, send proposals for them. Let them settle down in life. How many of them don't have children, O my Allah? Grant them pious, noble children. All those that are there, rozgar, O my Allah. They don't have sustenance. They lost their jobs in death, O my Allah, from your khazana, from your treasures, O my Allah. Crush their debts, O my Allah. Remove them from death, O my Allah. Open the rosy for them, O my Allah. Give us hearts to share with humanity, O my Allah. Give us hearts, Ya Allah, to spend in the path of Allah, to take care of them. The yateem and the bawa and the widows, O my Allah, make it easy for them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, all that are sick and ailing, whether it be cancer, O my Allah, be diabetes, whatever they may have, Ya Allah, give them shifa, Ya Adil, Kareem, Mustafa, make it easy for them. All those in hospitals, in pain, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give them rahat and sukoon. Ya Allah, give them comfort, O my Allah, save us from bimari, save us from illnesses. Ya Allah, save us from illnesses, Ya Allah, that we can't read salah anymore. We can't come to the masjid. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, sihat and salamat, barakat in our rosy. Ya Allah, save us from bad nazri, save us from hasad of the hasidi, from jealousy, save us from ghibat, save us from ill feelings, from dirty hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a clean, pure society, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all the evils around us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All the intermingling, O my Allah. All the haram floating around. Ya Allah, breaking your command, give us the himmat and the strength, the day of Eid will come, O my Allah. Should not be that, Ya Allah, we are intermingling, breaking your command, O my Allah. Give us himmat, the fathers of the homes, O my Allah, the mothers of the homes, where we separate everything for your love, for your command, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the vices in the world destroyed, remove it, give us a pure clean life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. At the time of maut, Ya Allah, give us khatima bil khair, give us khatima bil khair, give us maut upon iman without deserving it, give us kalima shahadat in our tongue, O my Allah. All that are old and ailing, Ya Allah, they cannot take life anymore, give them good days, give them good maut, O my Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, make it easy for us also. Save us from kufr, from shirk, from bid'aat, from nifaq, hypocrisy. Keep us with iman. Make us musallis, make us recitals of Quran Sharif, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Except the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, the bodies have become tired. The tears cannot flow anymore, Ya Allah, but you know what is within the heart. Even the one that is dumb, O my Allah, you know the dua of the heart, O my Allah. Except our duas, except the duas of our parents for us, O my Allah. Except the duas of our wives and children, O my Allah. Except the duas of the one that is alone today, that lost their husband, the yatim that lost the father, O my Allah. Except the duas, O my Allah. The ummah has become yatim. Your Nabi has left us behind. Ya Allah. We haven't seen any good in our life. We've only seen the haram. We haven't seen the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasul in our heart. Oh my Allah, you guide us and make us yours. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. And don't leave us, oh my Allah. Don't leave us. Don't leave us, oh my Allah. Till morning. Ya Allah, get us now, O forelocks, and pull us towards you, never to leave us again. Ya Allah, if you will leave us, O my Allah, tarfa the ayn, or blink of the eye, Ya Allah, we will be gone, O my Allah. Nafs and shaitan will make a muscle of us. Ya Allah, we need you. Ya Allah, we want you. We want to be yours, O my Allah. We want to be yours, O my Allah. Make us yours, O my Allah. Make us yours, O my Allah. And don't even leave us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our qabar for us. Make our akhirat for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save the entire humanity with the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, ever du'as are being made, O my Allah. Except all the du'as of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except our brothers' du'as, whatever they could ask, whatever they could not ask, whatever they forgot to ask. Whoever asked them and asked to make du'as for them, Ya Allah, except their du'as, O my Allah. Who didn't ask also, Ya Allah, they are listening with the receiver. They're live streaming. Except their du'as, their family du'as, whatever was the du'as they made in the entire life, O my Allah. Is nothing for you to accept it in one night, O my Allah. Except their du'as, except the cry, O my Allah. And they go entire year like the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, touch us to the masjid. Take us out in your path, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, soon the month will come to the end, O my Allah. Then the month of Hajj will become, Ya Allah, will start, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Hajj, O my Allah. Take us to Umrah. Take us out in your path. Make the environment clean. Save the Haramain Sharifain from all the fitnas, O my Allah. Let your deen be established in the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. And use us for the khidmat of deen. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يلا reward our parents the best of rewards, reward our families, our wives and our children, our asatiza, our mashayikh, those that are alive, ya Allah, our sheikh, get a good life, afiyat, sihat, salamat, accept them for the khidmat of deen, their progenies, their families. Those that passed on, ya Allah, forgive them. They taught us to read Quran Sharif. They taught us to read Ba'atathawum, ya Allah. Reward them the best of rewards, ya Allah. Reward our parents, reward our families, reward the people around us. If you hurt anyone, ya Allah, if you have hurt anyone, ya Allah, reward them from your side, ya Allah. Repay them from your side, ya Allah. All the hukuk and the rights that we have upon us, ya Allah, we don't have the strength to fulfill them. Ya Allah, you repay them. Ya Allah, from our side, if anybody has harmed us, ya Allah, give us the heart to forgive them, O Kareem Rahim. Allah, give us plenty of halal, save us from haram, save us from your disobedience. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته يتم الصالحات سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين. Brothers humbly requested whatever capacity we have to engage in some amal inshallah. We know once we get up the talking will start. Yes, we know we have to refuel also and we have to partake of some meals this week, but as soon as we can disperse at least 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 100 times the Durood Sharif, some Quran tilawat, then we can proceed with other amal. If you brothers want to take bi'ah, you can come forward inshallah. Some brothers indicated they want to take bi'ah, they can come forward inshallah. Many brothers want to find out what is bi'at. Bi'at is a simple thing where you put your hand in the hand of a person who you think is pious. That will assist you in your journey to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To take bi'at is sunnah, and to make islah is farz. So easy way to facilitate islah is to take bi'at. Where a person commits himself to somebody he has muhabbat for, love for the sake of Allah. They can be his guide on this journey to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and help him and assist him. Attend the majalis. And it's something that's spiritual and a beautiful journey together. This is sunnah also, to make it easy for our reformation. So many people feel that some bid'ah, they see something new. This has come from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, there are barakat, there are guidance also, and Allah Ta'ala makes our life very easy. The journey ahead easy also. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. I'll read the khutbah, and you repeat the words after me. I'll put your right hand. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم repeat after me. O Allah,
I make tawbah
from kufr,
from shirk,
from
nifaq,
hypocrisy,
from bid'at,
innovations,
from all sins,
major
and minor,
especially
the sin
of the love
of dunya,
and being unmindful
of the akhirat,
and from the sin
of following
my wombs
and desires,
and being unmindful
of the commands
of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
and the sunnah of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
and from the sin
of pride.
O Allah,
I promise
to the best of my ability
to perform
five times
salah
or jama'ah
in the masjid
according to sunnah,
to fast
during the month of Ramadan,
if zakat becomes compulsory,
to discharge the same.
If Hajj becomes compulsory,
to perform Hajj.
O Allah,
I enter
into the silsila,
the chain
of the chistiyya,
the naqshbandiyya,
the qadiriyya,
and the suharu wardiyya.
O Allah,
through the blessings
of all the buzruqs
of all four silsilas,
accept my
tawbah
and my bi'at
as long as I live.
Grant me
an
Islamic
imani
life
just before mort.
Grant me
tawbatan
nasuha,
sincere tawbah.
Grant me death
on complete
iman,
iman e kamil,
and kalima
shahadat,
wal afiyat,
salamat,
wal izzat.
Gather me tomorrow
on the day of
qiyamah,
and forever thereafter
in Jannah
with
all the righteous
and the pious.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshaAllah.
Just send me a message,
I send you all the PDF.
What to read, inshallah.
Whatever you don't
understand, then you can
ask, inshallah.
So very importantly,
after bi'at,
then we keep the
contact also.
The majalis will take place.
Monday night is
informal,
Thursday night is the formal
program.
Attend the
majalis, inshallah, there.
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala
will give the medication
we're looking for of the heart.
As long as
we show our desire and
talab, Allah ta'ala
will open the heart, inshallah.
And this will keep
the contact. Very importantly,
our Islamic attire
at all times,
from head to toe,
Islamically,
our
ankles are clear,
garments above the
ankle,
and our hair is
correct also,
beard is right.
Control our
eyes, look after our
eyes and our heart.
Daily
Quran tilawat, how much
we can make,
zikrullah, and salah
with jamaat
on time in the
masjid, inshallah.
Allah Ta'ala accepts.
Subhanakallahumma
bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.